to the fact that you, if your farm has a lot of what they call white land, whatever that is, and I imagine it's this buckshot land, which is probably poor.
You haven't heard that term in West Tennessee, have you?
I've heard buckshot. I've heard white land.
I've never heard the term white land.
Is that right?
We have red, red land. You know, just it is red, and it's very poor.
Mm-hmm.
You'd grow bumblebee cotton on it if you planted in cotton. It would mean it would just be low, and I know why it's called. Oh yeah, somebody said a bumblebee would have to stand on his head to get the honey out of the bloom.
I was wondering, maybe the white land has a lot of sand and clay in it, and might be a lighter color.
Yeah.
And then the richer land would be black. And
The rich land is all black, very.
Well, the social significance came up in Mississippi, and there is a strong feeling between the hill country and the delta.
Oh yes, now because the Delta is very rich and they have it's a class distinction, you know, and the hill people are the crops do not produce as much, so they become poorer and poorer and poorer. So that's a very.
But in the hill country, Mississippi, it is strictly red.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get the clear notion, you know,
what the white.
White and the
I don't either.
Black. You did raise, you say, oats and wheat. Could you tell me about the harvest in some detail, any detail as you remember, with the small grains?
Well, with the small grains, in the wheat, we had a wheat binder. It was much, small compared to what they would have had in the Midwest. It cut and tied the wheat in bundles and threw them out. And these were put in shocks, stacked in what they call shocks. And they were kept off, it was quite a profession in capping off a shock of wheat to keep the rain from getting wet down in if it should rain before you got it up.
The idea of putting it in shocks was to dry it out?
To dry it out, let it finish drying, and then it was hauled from the shocks to the thresher. They had a wheat thresher, which they ran these bundles through. And it blew the chaff out, and the grain came down through a little tunnel into the crocus sacks. That's a burlap type bag, and they were sewed up and stacked. And oats was harvested very much in the same way, but as I said, oats was really grown mostly for home use here, or for pasture, early pasture. And the cotton was picked. We had long cotton sacks that you strapped over your shoulder and pulled behind you and picked the cotton. And that was taken to the gin. It was loaded into the wagon, and then when you had what they thought would be enough for a bale, it would take about 1,200 pounds of seed cotton as it was picked to make a 450 or 500 pound bale of cotton when it was baled at the gin. And then the bale of cotton was sold.
And did you ever cultivate?
Excuse me, this on the line, she's gotten that 5-generation chart, wants to know whether she should fill it out or bring it up here.
Should I bring it up and let me sit, because I really don't know what she's talking about.
Did you ever cultivate cotton yourself?